Yes, sir, we promised you a great man. Right here. Right here.
SGG, as we speak, just turning on my lovely rental Nissan Altima. So we can do a quick recap of what I would only describe as a pretty, pretty mage Survivor Series. Greg, I'm obviously pulling out of the arena as we speak. I was not there to experience it myself. So, I mean, I was not at home to experience that experience for myself. So tell me how you felt about Survivor Series.
Overall, great show. From top to bottom, beginning to end, even the match that I wasn't so much looking forward to seeing, delivered, every match delivered, right until the very end. I was a little perplexed and confused by the ending, but if Survivor Series is supposed to be the starting point towards the build for WrestleMania feuds, then it's supposed to leave us with some questions, so I guess it's a good thing.
Sure. I think you're right, and it definitely did that. As I drive by the many fans waiting for a WWE superstar, someone just snapped a shot of me. I am not a WWE superstar, that is confirmed. But yeah, I agree. It's you definitely come away being like, hold on, what is now going on with Triple H and Braun Strowman? Which is one starting point. I wonder if there's more story to tell out of Brock Lesnar and AJ Styles. You wonder if there's more story to tell out of Charlotte and Alexa Bliss. I think you're right. And particularly the close of, I was very confused by and surprised by the close of the men's 5-on-5. And particularly surprised that we didn't see Kane involved. How surprised you that no Kane's involved in this pay-per-view?
I was surprised that a lot of people weren't involved. I was expecting to see Jinder pop up somewhere. You know,
right.
I figured he was going to rear his head. Kane is another one that I was shocked to not see anywhere around. And for a while, I thought, where's Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn? And then they finally came out and made their presence felt.
But, yeah, it's interesting to break down who you actually ended up seeing and hearing from and who you didn't, right? Like, you ended up seeing Sami Zayn and KO have a major involvement. Well, here's what you have to like, right? There's some things that happen that are confusing, but ultimately, the goal is to have a great pay-per-view. But when it's the one night of the year when Raw and SmackDown compete head-to-head, do you know, Greg, that it's the one night of the year when Raw and SmackDown compete head-to-head?
I thought so. It felt that way, yeah.
No, it is. It's that confirmed, I'm sure. I heard it 173 times tonight. But you have to remember that come Monday and Tuesday, the stories have to go forward on their respective shows. And I think they did a nice job with having stories that will grow on each show, which is kind of what needs to happen. So real quick, starting on the kickoff show, I really enjoyed Enzo and Kalisto, and I wonder, am I the only person who thinks that, or is it my own personal bias because I like him, but I don't think so, that though Enzo is not some sort of special wrestler, he has enough ability to pull off his heel champion role, I believe, pretty well, and I've enjoyed their matches. What were your thoughts?
Well, that's why he's able to pull off his heel champion role very well, because I agree with everything that you said there. He's not a special wrestler, but he is doing great in this role as the heel champion, and the reason being because he's not a special wrestler. So it's like we don't want to see him as a champion. You know, like most fans want to see, you know, good workers and wrestlers that they feel like are good wrestlers or, you know, special talents as champion. So to have to put up with Enzo as champion in the heel role, especially with the narrative that they push on commentary of just like him being super annoying, is perfect. This works.
Someone who's knowledgeable about pro wrestling said to me, it's like a bootleg 205 Live Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat. And that's obviously not to say that Enzo Amore is the worker that Ric Flair is, but stylistically, right? this guy who's working as sort of the more clunky heel to the mm-hmm. super crazed, awesome in-ring technician that Kalisto is. And I thought that was sort of a fun comparison. But I enjoyed that match quite a bit. You get the Breezango match with Sami Zayn and KO. Nothing too crazy there. What's the other match I'm forgetting about from the kickoff show?
I am not sure. I'm not going to lie to you. I was hashtag with a life, so I was out there.
Oh, you didn't even watch. Let's be honest. No stat guy, Greg, did not even see. You know, I wonder if stat guy George saw it. You know, that's my question.
I did see the King no sell your dinner invite, and I was personally offended.
Well, but the best part of it is that I put over his podcast and sang it. I said dinner with the King.
He no-sold it.
No-sold it. But I will say he appeared to be on better terms with me than normal. So, all things considered, it could have been worse. It definitely could have been worse. I am currently driving through downtown Houston. And this app seems to only work with me holding the phone to my ear, so I'm clearly breaking the law. But there is one more. There is one more that we're forgetting about. Now, also SGG, did you see the picture?
Elias versus Matt Hardy.
Thank you very much. Look at Stat Guy. Who would you? You looked that up. You looked up a stat. Yo, Stat Guy Greg back. 2017 Stat Guy Greg. If you guys haven't seen on my Instagram, Rosenberg Radio, I did find a guy who really, I just thought he sort of looked like Greg, so decided to say he should come for Stat Guy's Greg's job. He did not actually suggest this himself, but I just wanted to
I hope he actually does look like me and is not just some
random. I'm going to go open up my Google Maps. You look on your Instagram at the picture, the post from yesterday, and check out Stat Guy George, and tell me if you could see bootleg. You're saying you hope he's not just a black guy.
Right.
All right, you go take a look. I'm going to open up Google Maps here, and you tell me whether or not... And by the way, his name is also not George. That should also be noted. But I believe that Stat Guy George, even though that is not his name, is similar in style to the SGG. And we will see what SGG thinks. In moments.
Let's find this Stat Guy George.
Now, shout out to everyone also who was with Stat Guy George, who I met at the impromptu heat and greet, if you want to call it that, on the concourse level at the Toyota Center during NXT. Very nice getting to meet people. A lot of people came through with a life, of course. Some with a wife. But all with a life, hashtag with a life, who came to say what's up. Greg, I got to tell you, you know, I thought maybe there a lot of people would be offended by hashtag with a life. I realize it's offended. People love it. And people realize that they're part of a movement.
You know, everybody's hashtag with a life.
In their own way. You know, the only people who are not hashtag with a life are the people who spend their time tweeting mean things to me at pay-per-views. Although I'll tell you, Greg, those people who were hashtag without a life, I know so little about them this time in particular because I didn't even look at my at replies. I said, you know what? I'm good. Didn't even do it. So if you tweeted me something positive tonight, I appreciate it, but I will not be seeing it because I decided... Why do I engage with people? If they're hashtag without a life, and I hate to sacrifice those who are with a life, but if you're with a life, you understand. Why do I need to give time to those who are without a life? And even if I don't reply to them, by nature of me reading their tweets, I'm still participating, SGG, so I bailed out. Did you find the picture of Stat Guy George or you didn't bother?
I am extremely offended. That you would, A, at the suggestion, B, that I even went down this road to find this picture.
Oh, and then you don't think you look at it?
I'm offended at what I found.
Wait, what? Are you trying to say that Stat Guy George isn't a good-looking guy?
stat guy George. And he might not
be careful with your words here. This is a friend of the show who is with a life.
He may be a friend of the show who is with a life. Let us be honest here.
Okay. I'm very curious about where you're going to go.
Stat guy George. Though he may be with a life.
Yeah.
And though he may be a friend of the show and a listener of the show, I say this as a friend.
Okay.
There should be no comparison between Stat Guy Greg and Stat Guy George.
Excuse me?
Not even a little bit.
I think you should go show the valet.
Not even a little bit. Stat Guy Greg, you know that comparison that you made just now when you said... Yeah. Enzo is a bootleg Rick Rude and Ricky Steamboat.
Yep.
He's Enzo and Kalisto. I'm Rick Rude and Ricky Steamboat.
No, Ric Flair, not Rick Rude. Same Ric thing. Flair, I get what you're saying.
Also Rick Rude and Ricky Steamboat, though.
Sure.
it's offensive. It's offensive.
I understand. I disagree. I think you're being rude to Stat Guy George. I think you're both very good-looking men. But please don't look down your nose at Stat Guy George. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is hurtful. And but you know what, Greg?
Listen, all I'm saying is Stat Guy Denzel would have been a more apt comparison.
Is Stat Guy what?
Stat Guy Denzel would have been a more apt comparison.
Okay, oh, got it, of course.
Stat Guy Idris Elba would have been more apt.
Stat Guy Idris? All right, well, let me say this. You guys can go on my Instagram, Rosenberg Radio, and decide whether or not you think there is a similarity between Stat Guy Greg and Stat Guy George. I'm now walking into the Talent Hotel.
Ignore the fact that I don't have a gap tooth, nothing wrong with that. And that I don't wear glasses, nothing wrong with that either.
You're focused on all the wrong things when making this comparison. That's
what
the part that I find. The similarities. But anyways, you know what, Greg? We're getting off track. There's a pay-per-view. We just spent 7 minutes on Stat Guy George. Again, not even his name. I'm just getting back to the hotel. But SGG, so you get to the main card. They open with the Shield of the New Day. And I want to get your thoughts on that match. And one of the things that jumped out to me that I found very interesting is the fact that you have a card in which it's almost like events are being... it's almost like storylines are being finished here, but these are people who have not had a match yet. So I'm curious to how that played on TV.
No, not at all. But also, that's not quite true that they haven't gotten to work together very much. Because, I mean, it's been a while, but Big E did beat Seth Rollins to become the NXT champion way back when, and then followed him up to the main roster shortly after that. Dean Ambrose won his first U.S. championship off of Kofi Kingston. And Kofi, you know, faced off against the Shield in a couple of six-man tag matches way back when. So the chemistry was there. It was just about, you know, what they were going to do with it. You know, these two teams, these two groups, I should say, that, you know, the crowd loves. They're both beloved and they both can go, and the crowd was solidly behind both of them. So it was just about if they were going to be able to deliver, and I think they did.
Well, it's funny. I think so you can make the exact same comparison to Alexa Bliss and Charlotte in that, again, yeah, they have a history. They have some history way back. But as far as getting to have any sort of chemistry in the ring recently, don't have it. And you have people who the crowd will both cheer for. Alexa Bliss obviously is not a good guy, but the crowd loves her anyway. And I thought in the case of Alexa and Charlotte, again, they worked a match that still afforded the crowd the luxury of kind of cheering both throughout the match, but ultimately popping when Charlotte got the win. And, you know, listen, they have not gotten to work very much recently, but I enjoyed their match. I thought both the New Day and the Shield and Charlotte and Alexa, which I think were the most, you know, those two besides Brock. I mean, I'll say this, those two actually to me besides the 5-on-5, were the ultimate Raw versus SmackDown matches. Because Corbin and Miz is cool, but to me doesn't have the same meaning in terms of people who truly represent the brands. Right. And same with AJ and Brock, although AJ, of course, is a huge representative for SmackDown. Brock Lesnar does not care about Raw. Whereas you get the sense in both Charlotte and Alexa, that's really, it's the champions of each brand. And then the New Day and the Shield just being the two most popular factions, the most popular faction on each show. I thought those matches delivered. Did anything not deliver? Was anything a big disappointment tonight that you think soundly people were disappointed by?
Literally just the ending of the show. And I wouldn't say disappointing, but it was just confusing. You know what I mean? But then again, like, it also is like the most Triple H thing to happen. Like, you insert yourself into the match at the risk of a young star. Jason Jordan, who also didn't show up tonight, I was expecting to see him do something, more than a backstage interview, but, he interjects himself into the match. And then when it comes down to the closing seconds of the match, he turns on his own partner so that he can steal the glory and then gets his comeuppance at the hands of, Braun Strowman.
Interesting though.
Confusing though.
It was confusing, but I liked it. It felt very tense to me. Like I sat there sincerely confused. Like, everyone was really confused. I love, by the way, do you see Braun's amazing confused face?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just made for a GIF, or a GIF, depending on your preference. I'm a GIF guy, personally. But, I agree it was confusing, but it furthers a story between Triple H and Kurt Angle, obviously. It furthers a story between Triple H and Shane McMahon. It furthers a story between Triple H and Braun Strowman. So, I'll tell you one thing. There were two levels of veterans in this match. There were the John Cena, Randy Orton level of veterans. Three levels of veterans. There was the Bobby Roode, Shinsuke Nakamura, Finn Balor level of veteran, which are veterans in their own right for sure. The John Cena, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, level of, which I guess Joe could be in either level with the first one or the second one, level of veteran. And then you had the Kurt Angle, Shane McMahon, Triple H, you know, attitude era, level of veteran. And those guys, none of them appear like they want to be done in the ring.
No. And especially Shane McMahon, which is crazy because like he gives it his all every time. Like, he didn't need to have Finn kick him in the chest the way he did that drop kick. And it's always right in front of his kids too, which is just like, that's commitment. You bring your kids out and they get to watch something.
I guess the kids are into this. Brutal. I guess the kids are, from the same they must seat. Be enjoying this comeback, and this run. Cause I certainly didn't have the expectations that he would ever do this much. And I love that he is. But yeah, I agree. That was a lot. And Kurt Angle was taking legit bumps tonight.
Yeah, I definitely would like to see more.
I mean, like, if you can take clotheslines and neck breakers and, I mean, I don't know if he took a power bomb, but it seems like he damn near took everything. By the way, what a beautiful, beautiful RKO to Finn. That was just my favorite. Nothing better than a clean RKO.
That coup de grace that Finn hit on John Cena too was also beautiful. Like, I love that sequence of angle slam, coup de grace, and then another angle slam to take John Cena out.
I thought they did a good job in general with how people got eliminated. Like, you know, Shinsuke and Bobby Roode both being eliminated by a Braun Strowman slam, that does nothing. That's nothing bad for them. There's no element.
Yeah, literally just slammed a guy through the ring and we haven't seen him yet since.
Exactly.
It's not a typical power slam. It is what it is.
Listen, overall, I would say the show delivered. It had the energy of a really important show. I haven't watched it with commentary yet, and I'd like to really go back and kind of go through bunch of it.
I really enjoy Booker T's commentary. I'll tell you that right now.
Was he at his Booker T finest?
He was at his Booker T finest tonight.
Oh man, I love it. How much do you love how often Corey Graves is like, I have to completely disagree with you. It happens all the time. Anyway, so I just wanted to jump on with you, Greg, and do a quick reaction for tomorrow. Of course, we'll come back later this week in time for the holiday. My schedule is a little nuts this week. We might have to do either like maybe Tuesday night right after SmackDown. If we could pull that off, Greg, we might have to do that so we can give the people something for the ride home. I'd like to give the people a little something for their ride home. A lot of people.
We can't neglect them on the holiday travels.
Well, no, particularly because so many people hashtag with a life have to go see a family.
Yeah.
So we got to do something for them. Do you want to take a moment to apologize to Stack Guy George? I mean, you really annihilated him for no reason tonight.
I mean, he took the heat that was really supposed to go to you.
It's true. It is true.
A random black dude and was like, oh, Greg, you look like this blue who I don't look anything alike. So, you know, Stat Guy George, I apologize. He had
Here's the thing. You didn't meet him. There was something about his size and stature, both of you being on the physically large side and very physically strong. It struck me. But you know what? Listen, if I just pulled the white guy, hey, you guys are similar and you're really just two black guys, I want to sincerely apologize. I would also like to say, I would just like to say I don't feel that bad because I watch black people do it with me all the time. So listen, everything balances out. SGG, do me a favor. I'm going to head back tomorrow morning to NYC. And in the meantime, do me a favor and stay mage. All right.
Okay. You got it, P.
Oh, and by the way, we all know where Velveteen Dream is going to be living on the Black Power rankings this week.
Yeah. Oh my God. We didn't even talk about NXT, but we have to. Like,
well, we'll dig into NXT War Games as well. In the meantime, everyone, stay hashtag with a life and stay mage.